You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, we're back. Send it in. The BetMGM Network. I am your host, Jake Hassan. Yes, I am still here. PJ Glasser still confirmed, as according to his Instagram story, still in Texas. I don't know if he's ever coming back. I hope so, because I'm leaving after tomorrow, and I don't know who's going to be here, but it ain't going to be me. Insert Magic Johnson meme. Anyway, we are here for today, though. This is the BetMGM Network. This is Send It In. You can follow us and watch the show live and interact with the show at the BetMGM Network on YouTube, on Twitter, and on Twitch across all those platforms. Once again, that is at the BetMGM Network, where you can send in your bets, comments, questions, anything else that you got, and we will get to them shortly in a little bit. But first, we have to talk the NBA. We have to get into, well, the move that we saw today, for the most part. We'll talk about that a lot in Milwaukee. But now we go to the guest line, and it is Henry Ettinger at @Hedging_Henry. You can follow him on Twitter and TikTok there at @Hedging_Henry. Appreciate you coming on, Henry. Great to talk to you. And we got a little bit to talk about. A little bit of stuff happened today.
Yes, we do. Definitely big news out of Milwaukee. Definitely surprising news. I certainly didn't see this one coming, for sure.
Yeah, let's not bury the lead. Let's get right into the situation in Milwaukee, where they signed Miles Turner to a 4-year, $100 million deal, a little bit above that. And then the other shoe drops, where Damian Lillard gets waived. And he's, of course, is recovering from an Achilles injury that he suffered during the season. And thus ends the Giannis and Dame tenure, era, whatever you want to call it, in Milwaukee, not with a bang, but with a thud. And I think this is obviously far below the expectations of what everybody had for that partnership, and not at all what we thought it was going to be. And of course, Dame's injury and his health issues kind of play into that. But for the most part, a massive disappointment here. And now the Bucks are turning the other page and moving on to a now Giannis and Miles Turner era, whatever that's going to be. But Henry, what do you make of this move? What do you make of the Bucks overall? We were kind of surrounded by Giannis trade rumors throughout the offseason, as short as it was, but we were kind of thinking, where is Giannis going to end up? It seems like he's going to at least be in Milwaukee for at least one more year.
You would have to think so based off this move, right? This is an all-in move. I mean, Damian Lillard being stretched on the books for the next 5 years is going to make roster building 3, 4, 5 years from now very difficult for Milwaukee. So this is an all-in move right now. From the perspective, I think in an ideal scenario, you convince Giannis, hey, wait a year, take a gap year with Dame in this torn Achilles, and then maybe we can move his expiring contract for assets next year and try to go after the championship next year. My guess is that wasn't a reality that they were willing to go down because of the worry that, yeah, Giannis is going to demand for a trade. So instead, they opt for this path, which, look, do I think this is a path that's going to lead them to a championship? No. But Miles Turner is a really good fit next to Giannis. He brings a lot of the same characteristics that Brook Lopez did. He gets them past the first round. To stay another year, I guess. guess. Other than that, yeah, I can't say I really think much of him either.
Well, Henry, what do you think is next for Milwaukee? Because is there another move that's going to come up here? Is it just going to be Miles Turner and hope for the best? Or is there something else that Milwaukee might do here to bring in maybe a third option behind Giannis, behind Turner? Like, there has to be something else after this, right? It can't just be Miles Turner and you're done.
We've seen some small moves on the margins for them, and I think that's really all they're going to be capable of doing, again, given the constraints they have financially here in this new era, right? So they brought back Gary Trent Jr. They brought back Kevin Porter Jr. Ryan Rollins, they signed another guy, Gary Harris, who I guess is going to be a rotation piece. But I don't really see the path for them to add a whole lot more here. So I think they're going to kind of run it back with next year's team, but Miles Turner instead of Brook Lopez, which again, Turner's younger. He's probably a better player than Lopez at this point. But without Damian Lillard, I can't imagine that's going to take them very far.
Well, the good news for Milwaukee is it looks like the East is just going to be wide open here. It's going to be the Cavaliers and ? Because the Knicks still don't have a head coach. We're still waiting to see who they're going to hire here. And then it's the Magic. It's the Pacers without Tyrese Haliburton. But we did see a massive move on the Atlanta Hawks, and they acquired Kristaps Porzingis, and that was in the early going of this offseason period. But they started 100-1 to win the title, and now they're all the way down to 25-1. And of course, Trae Young is still there, and we know that Snyder's sticking around because the Hawks said, nope, hands off to the Knicks. What do you make of the Hawks and the price move on them?
I mostly agree with that. I really wish I had gotten in on it when it was in that 40-50-1 range right after the Porzingis trade, because I thought, well, okay, Porzingis, I like the fit next to Trae Young. He can protect the rim. He can space the floor, but this roster's got a long way to go. Well, they made a bunch of other moves in the last couple of days that I like as well, to fill out with a pretty strong, I think, defensive core around Trae Young, adding Nikhil Alexander-Walker from the Timberwolves, you know, with Okongwu, and with them, you've got similar to what they had when they went a couple years ago.
Yeah, Henry, I think the next thing that we have to ask is, we go to the West, and LeBron is going to stick around with that $52 million option in Los Angeles, and they've added a couple of pieces. We were talking before we came on. Jake LaRavia goes in, Brook Lopez as well. Like, what do you make of the Lakers? Because it seems like they are still looking for what is the next spot here. Obviously, Luka and LeBron, but that wasn't enough in the short period that we saw it. Are the Lakers in a position to make any kind of impactful move, or is it just going to be these fringe guys and hope that that's enough with Austin Reeves, with Luka, with LeBron to get you over the hump? Or do we see a Reeves trade as they try to see what they can bring in for him?
I don't think they should trade Reeves. I think ultimately it should be, think about trading LeBron, though he has a no trade clause, so he's got to be on board with that. Or, yeah, you make some moves on the margin. You try to compete as best you can, whether that's bringing in DeAndre Ayton or another cheap center option. But ultimately, I think you got to look to the future with Luka Doncic. This team's got, an 8-10-year time horizon now with Luka Doncic, as opposed to the, 2-year Mando that they were operating with LeBron. So I think ultimately, at this point, I wouldn't be going all in if I was the Lakers. I wouldn't be moving their draft picks in the 2030s for this team. They're more pieces away from a championship than those picks can get you. So I think ultimately you ride it out with LeBron, Luka as best you can, and then start to think about the future of this team when you're actually in a better position to win a championship. And I think you need a second ball handler in Austin Reeves in order to do that.
Last one before we let you go here, Henry, and you can follow Henry at @Hedging_Henry for all of his NBA and other looks, his bets. Henry, what do you make of the Rockets? And they make the move for Kevin Durant. They bring him in. Obviously, he's not the MVP award-winning Kevin Durant of old, but still a very good player, still can put in a lot of points for you, brings that leadership that I think this young Rockets team maybe needed. What do you think of the Rockets? Can they be a real threat to the Oklahoma City Thunder next year and going forward?
I think two things can be true. I like what the Rockets have done this season. I think the hype has gone a little too far on this team so far. I still see too many holes in the roster. I understand that it's a deep team, but to me, it's a team that still lacks playmaking. It still is going to struggle, I think, to score in the half court. Yes, Durant to help that, but I think they've got no in that area. And I ultimately think their best players are probably a year or two away still really threatening the Thunder. I think they're going to need like Thompson to take another step or two forward in order to win the championship or compete with OKC at that level. So while I like what they've done, I would throw some slight cold water on it, I think, compared to the public sentiment right now.
Henry Enger at @Hedging_Henry. Great stuff on the NBA and what we've seen in free agency so far, breaking down the situation in Milwaukee that we saw today. Henry, really appreciate it, man, and appreciate talking to you, and thanks for taking the time.
Thanks.
Awesome. There he goes. Henry Enger @Hedging_Henry. Appreciate him coming on to break down the NBA. We keep it rolling with the guest line here. We bring on Nick Henyon, BetMGM senior writer, because while there's a lot happening in the NBA, there is also a lot of Team USA fans up in arms from the soccer world. And Nick, I want to start there. Is it just what this team is? Like, we get set up for failure every day. They win the game the other night, but it takes penalty kicks. A lot of people really upset. And now, going forward, what is up with Team USA? Are they a play on? Are they fade? Are they just going to go for the draw? What are you thinking with Team USA and the absolute still dumpster fire that this continues to be?
Yeah, I wouldn't quite call it a dumpster fire just yet, but there definitely is cause for concern. The one thing I will sort of dump water on with Team USA is that it's not their full strength squad. It's not like they're sending out the lineup people are going to see next year when the World Cup rolls around. So there is concern there, yes. And, you know, this is sort of an aside, but manager Mauricio Pochettino was caught interviewing for an English Premier League job over the summer, which strikes me as a little bit weird. But yeah, while everyone is going to be betting on the U.S. to win the World Cup next year, what a great story it would be, win on their home soil. I definitely think come that time, the public sentiment is going to be too strong and they're going to be a fade for me.
Are you doing anything with tomorrow's game, Team USA versus Guatemala, and maybe a rebound spot for Team USA after that kind of slugfest that we saw the other night?
You know, I'm not. I to be honest with you, I have not been really tapped in for the to the extent I would like on Team USA's performance right now. It's kind of my time to do a bunch of EPL research and get ahead of next season starting. I mean, just a little over a month, we get European soccer back. So kind of have my time tied up a little bit with that. So no bets for me to go for USA and Guatemala tomorrow. I'll just enjoy it as a fan.
Well, any early looks that you have already for the European season, once we get started back here, what do you think, and any edges that you found so far in your early looks?
One kind of speculative look I took was, so here's the interesting note with the EPL this year. Recently, we've been seeing this trend where all three promoted teams are getting immediately sent down back to the English Championship. I think it has happened each of the last two seasons where all of the teams that stayed up the prior year kept their place in the Premier League the next season. This Leeds United team might be the best team to come up from the championship in a decade. So I think it creates a live relegation market for the teams that you think about have been keeping their place in the Premier League recently. So I took a flyer on Brentford at 5-1 to be relegated. It's more of a speculative bet because I think they're going to sell Brian Mbeumo to Manchester United. The deal's not done yet, but I think once it happens, you would see a massive price reduction on a team that lost manager Thomas Frank to Tottenham Hotspur. If they sell Mbeumo, he was their top scorer last year. And yes, they sort of pride themselves on being this island of misfit toys that can easily replace him. But you stay up in the Premier League by having a really good attack. And if they sell him, I just don't know what that Brentford attack is going to look like. So a speculative bet on Brentford. And I haven't pulled the trigger yet, but I am interested in Nottingham Forest to be relegated next year. I know they finished seventh last season and they have a European spot in cup competition this year, but they were really lucky in terms of their underlying metrics, didn't have a very good attack. I think only the three relegated teams created fewer expected goals than Forest last year. So you're going to get a nice big price on that. So Forest and Brentford, early relegation picks for me next season in the EPL.
When looking at who could possibly win the EPL, obviously you have, you know, the big dogs at the top. You have Liverpool right now, plus 188 at BetMGM. Manchester City, plus 250. Same with Arsenal. And then a pretty steep drop off to Chelsea at 14-1. Is it just going to be the three big dogs at the top, Nick, or are you looking to take any shots to win the Premier League?
Yeah, this isn't going to be a controversial opinion. I think it is one of those three teams. If you were to give me that versus the field, yeah, I'm taking Liverpool, Manchester City, and Arsenal. But yeah, in order to get that versus every other team, you're probably laying close to three or minus 300 or minus 400, honestly. I am interested. I have to see if the price keeps going up on Manchester City, because one of the things, let me equate this to the NFL. Manchester City's last season last year was basically the same as the San Francisco 49ers. Like, everyone was hurt. They could never keep anyone healthy. They were the worst team in the English Premier League from an ATS standpoint. I think they covered the spread only 13 times in 38 matches. So I think everyone's out on Manchester City. So I'll be looking at them as a possible buy low spot. It could be Pep Guardiola's final season. And I love the business they've done over the summer. So I'm going to see if I can't get a better number, but Manchester City is interesting to me from a title contender standpoint next year.
Nick Hennion, BetMGM senior writer, does great work with soccer in the world of the Premier League, etc. But you also do some golf, Nick, and we got the John Deere Classic this week, and it's a field of all time for sure. I mean, Ben Griffin is your favorite right now at BetMGM, and then Jason Day, your second favorite. So it seems like kind of a weird field, not many of the heavy hitters usually, which maybe gives us some opportunities to bet some big prices. What are you looking at for the John Deere Classic?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. This swing in between the Travelers and the Open Championship, if you include the Scottish Open in there, you could maybe make it interesting. I don't do much because it's just, who knows? Both events are birdie fests. It's so hard to nail down a guy who can actually cash an outright ticket. So that being said, three guys did jump out at me. We'll start the card with Jake Knapp at 33-1. The interesting thing about John Deere is traditionally in betting, you want to buy low and sell high on these guys. But the way the schedule works out on the PGA Tour, this event is very similar to the Rocket Classic last week. So you actually kind of want to buy high on some players, if that makes sense. Knapp was tied for fourth last week in Detroit. He produced his best strokes gained tee to green performance of the entire calendar year that week in Detroit. I mentioned that qualifies as an easy setup. So does TPC Deer Run. And Knapp has really excelled on easy courses recently. So second in the field in strokes gained total on easy courses over his last eight rounds. That is a 7-spot improvement from the 12-round sample size and a 9-spot improvement from the 24-round sample size. So he ranks 10th on the PGA Tour this season in birdies or better percentages on par fours. He's third in the field amongst that category. So Jake Knapp, 33-1, starting the card. Alex Smalley at 40-1. He missed the cut last week in Detroit. And I know I just mentioned you kind of want to buy high on Knapp, but you kind of want to buy low on Smalley because he's tied for second on the PGA Tour this season. Par four scoring average, 16th in birdies or better on par fours. Really has excelled this year on easy setups. Tied for second in the field in strokes gained total on easy courses this year. And he has previously excelled at Deer Run. So it's not the most correlative course in terms of past form, but he does have a runner-up finish here and has really good success. So Alex Smalley, 40-1. One more bomb, Cameron Champ at 80-1. He has gained 12.1 strokes from tee to green over his last two events. That's amongst the best in the entire field. And he has also gained with the putter in three straight events. A three-time winner on tour, and yet he's 80-1, mostly because I think he's sort of out of sight coming off of an injury, but he's sixth in birdies or better gained over the last eight rounds, fifth in par four efficiency, and first in par five efficiency between 550 and 600 yards. So he does have not great form at TPC or Deer Run. His best finish is tied for 11th, but at 80-1, it's worth a little bit of investment for me.
I will always be interested in long shots like 80-1, Nick. Nick Henyon, senior writer, BetMGM, does great work handicapping the soccer world and the golf world for them over there. Nick, really appreciate the time, man, as always, and take it easy.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jake.
All right, there he goes, Nick Henyon of BetMGM. We get into it now, the baseball world. That's what you came here for. When I'm on this show, obviously, we are going to get into the world of Major League Baseball. Any of your bets, any of your opinions, anything that you have in the betting space, send it in at the BetMGM Network on YouTube, on Twitch, and on Twitter is where you can send in all of your bets and all of your questions there. We'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. But yesterday we got a question asking about awards. And I do have some things that I would like to talk about regarding Major League Baseball awards. And as always, this season, with me especially, we're going to talk American League Rookie of the Year because things are starting to shift. We are starting to see some movement, especially with the leader, Jacob Wilson, who was minus 1,000. He was a minus price at a massive minus price, and he was deserved. It was very, very deserved for him. He was playing very, very well for the Athletics. He was hitting the cover off the ball. He's hitting almost 400. But that started to change, and the odds reflect that because Jacob Wilson, it's still a massive minus price, minus 625 at BetMGM, the sports book in Vegas. But that's still a $4 move from where we were about two weeks ago. And that's because over the last 2 weeks, Jacob Wilson's hitting below 200. 192, 276, 269, nice slash line for Jacob Wilson over the last 2 weeks. He had his first extra base hit since June 19th last night. It's been tough going for the kid. And so now the odds have shifted where Nick Kurtz has made a charge. He's down to plus 650 as your second favorite for the American League Rookie of the Year award. Over that same span that Wilson has struggled, and actually one extra game because I messed with the numbers a little bit because it's my show and I have the microphone, so you just have to deal with it. But over the same span, plus an extra game for Nick Kurtz, he's been slashing 309, 387, 727, seven home runs in 15 games. Pretty good. And on top of that point, Cam Smith has also started to make a charge for the Astros. 342, 398, 566, four home runs in his last 20 games. He actually, Cam Smith, has overtaken Jacob Wilson in wins above replacement when you look at Baseball Reference. 2.3 for Cam Smith to 2.1 for Jacob Wilson. So that's really interesting and something that you should circle with a big red marker because usually when it comes to Rookie of the Year, you have the most wins above replacement, you just win the award. Now, the problem is there's another metric that calculates wins above replacement, and that's Fangraphs, where Jacob Wilson still has about a one-win lead over Cam Smith and has about a two-win lead over Nick Kurtz. Now, it's July 1st. There's still about 3 months left in the season. If Wilson continues to struggle, which a lot of you don't think he will, trust me, I saw the replies over the weekend. Thanks. Don't worry. I saw them. A lot of you think that this is just a slump, and it could be. It absolutely could just be a cold streak. This happens especially with rookies where pitchers get film on them. Pitchers have seen a good sample size of them and adjustments are made. And then the hitters make counter adjustments. I will say one of you did have a very interesting note in my replies and I forget who and I apologize for that. But one of you said, yeah, apparently the hitting coach for the A's told Wilson to stop being so aggressive and to take more walks. And as a result, we've seen his batting average start to tank and the extra base hits start to tank. He's being less aggressive. He's not attacking pitches early in the count. So that's really interesting because I don't know why a hitting coach is saying, hey, you're hitting almost 400. Let's change something. What? So I don't know if maybe Wilson has changed his approach and something else, or it's just the approach. And we'll see if he makes the counter adjustment. But for right now, I think that this race has become a lot closer. And if I had to bet one of these three guys, it would be Smith because he's hitting for power. He has overtaken Wilson in one of the wins above replacement. So I think that gives him a better chance than Kurtz right now because Kurtz has way more ground to make up when it comes to wins above replacement. Maybe Wilson just wins still, but I think this is way closer than it was just 2 weeks ago and definitely something to monitor and definitely something to keep an eye on for the next 3 months of the season. And we will keep you updated on this show, on the other shows that you can find me on Bet Sweats and You Better You Bet, And then the rest of the network as well. Daily Tip, BetMGM Tonight, our lovely weekend programming, the BetMGM Network at the BetMGM Network, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. Everybody will keep you updated on this. Or you could just follow me at @Jake_Hassan on Twitter, and I'll tweet about it and talk about it. Or you could just hit my replies, hit my mentions, and we'll talk about it. American League Rookie of the Year, though, way more interesting than it was just 2 weeks ago. And I do think there is some hashtag value on Cam Smith of the Astros at 11-1. Let's get to your comments. Let's get to your bets. Let's get to everything that you want to talk about today when we go to definitely not the betters box. Furman 50. Do you think the Yankees will score at least 4 runs this afternoon? Yes, I do, because they have good history against Kevin Gausman and because Gausman has been terrible at home this year. I do have a bet in that game, and we will get to that in just a little bit after we go through your questions. Reed Phillips says, Jake, you can't include wings. What is the best way to have chicken? Dido nuggets, chicken fries, tenders, or something else? These are the kind of questions I need from you people. This is great. Thank you. Finally, something interesting from you people. Reed Phillips is an excellent question. I will say, honestly, it has to just be, if I'm going to be really specific, and maybe this is recency bias because I've been thinking about it lately, Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets are just so elite. Time after time, grilled or fried. I love them. It's fantastic. It's consistent. But if I'm going from the options that you gave me of Dino Nugs, chicken fries, or tenders, chicken fries do hit. It's like one of the only good things that Burger King has to offer. So I would go with that out of the three. White Castle chicken rings, Sean says. That's actually a great poll too, as well. Well done by Shawnee Sharp on that one. Reed Phillips also says, I hate Jazz Chisholm as a person, but do kind of like him for a home run today. What do you think? Why do you hate him as a person? He's good for baseball. I know he's kind of a jerk, but what, you want more Mike Trouts out there? Please, come on. Open your eyes, Reed Phillips. What do I think of Jazz for a home run? I do like a Yankee. And it's not Aaron Judge or Jazz Chisholm. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Also, finally, from Reed Phillips, are there any awards that could be attacked? I think American League Rookie of the Year could be attacked, quote unquote, bet responsibly, obviously, Sports Report in Vegas, BetMGM, by the way. I do think the Cy Youngs are a little more open than we think, especially NL Cy Young, where Skeens is a massive favorite. But did you see what Zach Wheeler did last night? 8 innings, shutout, third straight game with at least 8 strikeouts. Think that that's super interesting. And oh, by the way, a pitcher is favored for Rookie of the Year in the National League, except everybody else kind of sucks in that award. We'll talk about those tomorrow. B. Mills says, I'm very late, Jake. Sorry. It's okay. No apology necessary, my friend. Had a very angry child to placate. I say that about Sean every day. If you have time for one more question, let me know what you think of the over 8.5 and Rays and A's tonight, please. If I had to make a bet on the total, it would be the over in that game. Springs just hasn't been very good this year, and Baz is very volatile as well, and has actually been worse at home than on the road. Appreciate you guys getting into the bettors box. That's definitely not the bettors box, but appreciate you coming through all the same. Hey, come back tomorrow and let's do it again. How about that? Let's get to my bets. Let's get to everything that I have on the Major League Baseball card today. And we start with Padres and Phillies, Nick Pivetta versus Christopher Sanchez. I like the Phillies team total over 4.5. Pivetta has been brutal in the past month, and he's got a 4.50 ERA on the road. Guys like Realmuto, Turner, Castellanos all have good history against him. Give me the team total for the Phillies over 4.5. Twins and Marlins, total 7.5. Marlins, big home dogs in this one, but that's because Joe Ryan's on the mound. I have no official bets in this one because the Marlins don't really strike out, so I don't like Joe Ryan's K total over. And Edward Cabrera, you're either getting awesome Cabrera or he's going to be out in the first inning. No in between. I don't want to try and read those tea leaves. I'm good on that. Cardinals and Pirates, total 7.5. Happy Skeens Day. Andre Pallante goes for the Cardinals. I'm running it back. I'm going with the Cardinals on the money line here. Paul Skeens, for whatever reason, just doesn't pitch well against the Cardinals. He's 1-4 against them in his career. They have his number. I'll go with the Cardinals on the money line in this one, and maybe NL Cy Young opens up just a little bit more. Tigers and Nationals, totals 9.5. Jack Flaherty and Trevor Williams. If this game gets played, it's supposed to rain in D.C. We'll see what happens. But if this game gets played, I do like the first 5 over 4.5, over 5, whatever the number that you can get is. I like the over first five. I also like the game total over. Williams has been brutal all year. Flaherty's got a six ERA on the road. A's and Rays, I think I'm going to stay away. I do like the A's a little bit on the money line. If I had to make a bet, that's what it would be. Staying away, and Reds and Red Sox as well. Brewers and Mets, I'll lay the juice with the Mets on the minus 125. I want to back Clay Holmes in this one. Freddy Peralta, terrible on the road this year. Angels and Braves, in no world should the Braves and Grant Holmes be minus 190 on the money line. Give me the Angels in that one. Orioles and Rangers, DeGrom, over 7.5 Ks. He's on a tear. Orioles top 10 in K rate on the road versus righties and in the past month. Guardians and Cubs, give me the Cubs on the run line. Matthew Boyd has been a revelation, and Gavin Williams on the road, no thank you. Astros, Rockies, stay away. Don't want to do anything with Colton Gordon and Chase Dolander. Royals, Mariners, similarly nothing. A little bit of interest in the Royals, but I keep doing that boat and I keep getting burned. I'm going to stop touching the hot pan. Giants and Diamondbacks, over 9. Two bad pitchers, Zach Gallen, Hayden Birdsong. I'm okay on that. And the Jakey Rakes, just for funsies, home run play of the day. Give me Paul Goldschmidt. Better than 5-1 out there. 7-13 with a home run versus Gausman. Gausman's been serving him up on the road, and Goldschmidt slugging 506 on the road. That does it. That has been Send It In. Thank you to Sean. Thank you to our guests, Nick Henyon and Henry Ettinger. I'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, on the BetMGM Network. Sean, hit the music.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.